Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
K511, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola, Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Boy, it's a nice looking afternoon. Thanks so much for having us on. We appreciate the ride home. Busy day today. Of course, the breaking news earlier just happened about an hour and a half ago. Scott Yenor resigning from the University of West Florida Board of Trustees today. Yenor was one of five trustees appointed by Governor DeSantis in January. This caused a lot of backlash due to his past controversial comments regarding women in the workplace. So once again, Scott Yenor resigning from the University of West Florida Board of Trustees on Wednesday. We do have other stories happening. Let's go ahead and take a dive into the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Here's something I want you to put on your to-do list. Escambia Public Schools hosting an in-person teacher hiring event. This is going to happen on May 3rd over at Washington High School. If you're looking for a job, maybe a new teacher, so this might be perfect for you. Full-time teaching positions at all grade levels are available for the 25-26 school year. School administrators and staff will be conducting interviews. By the way, the new teacher salary, starting salary, $48,300. Pensacola unveiled its vision plan for a new Hollis T. Williams Park Tuesday evening. Did this over at the Cobb Center. Look for a redesign of roadwork under the 110 freeway by closing much of the street grid, creating a continuous greenway. So far, so good. The construction of the entire park would span 20 years. I'm not so sure about that one, but the first 46 acres will be completed by the end of 2027. And Escambia commissioners have drafted a policy to guide the spending of discretionary funds. Here, let me set it up for you. This comes after the clerk of court, of course, Pam Childers, paused the spending over concerns it wasn't being spent in accordance with state law. The new policy creates a uniform procedure for the accounting of discretionary funding requests to commissioners from non-profit organizations, government or public agencies, or county projects. Childers hopes to have the new review completed by May.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Alrighty, Florida's Education Commissioner trying to calm fears about federal funding for students with disabilities disappearing with the U.S. Department of Education being eliminated. Manny Diaz Jr. says the pathway of getting the money may simply be changing because the federal government is trying to remove obstacles currently in place.
Okay, federal officials say they're turning the tide against drug cartels by intercepting them at sea, confiscating the illegal narcotics and arresting the smugglers. Fox's Eben Brown reports from Fort Lauderdale this afternoon.
The U.S. Coast Guard unloaded bales and bales of confiscated cocaine off their cutter, the James, at Port Everglades, all taken while intercepting Mexican drug cartel maritime smuggling in the Atlantic. It's worth $500 million on American streets, Attorney General Pam Bondi.
So when they cut this poison with baking soda and whatever else they cut it with, it will multiply even more times than you can imagine. We are saving thousands and thousands of lives.
11 smugglers are now in U.S. custody and will be prosecuted. It is the third such time this year the Coast Guard unloaded hundreds of millions worth of illegal drugs. In Fort Lauderdale, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And teacher preparation programs in Florida getting an update to make sure they're not woke. The Florida Board of Education today passed an amendment to make sure concepts like DEI and CRT, that's critical race theory, are eliminated. Vice Chair Ryan Petty feels if these programs aren't explicitly ruled out, they'll simply be renamed and the same ideas will be taught anyway. Opponents of the update, though, argued that it would prevent discussions on issues including racism.
Despite the recent rain, there's more than 50 wildfires burning across the state of Florida. It might be a little wet, it's a little soaked out there, but outdoor burning still questionable. At this point, Florida's peak wildfire season happening now through June. Since January, over 1,000 wildfires have burned over 51,000 acres. Tuesday and actually early Wednesday morning, there were 51 wildfires burning in Florida, affecting some 1,300 acres. The driest conditions will continue across South and Southwest Florida.
All right, and the national champs are back in Gainesville. The University of Florida men's basketball team returned to campus yesterday to celebrate their win Monday night. Thousands attended a pep rally, but an even larger celebration is being planned for Saturday.
Should be a lot of fun, I guess.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a Gator fan. Florida's public universities and colleges have until April 18th, not many days away, to turn over records on staffing, research, and grant funding. The move is the first formal information request under Governor DeSantis' newly mandated DOGE effort to identify inefficiencies in higher education.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at the roads here, do have several issues of note. We got some backups at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. Also, if you are traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile, and if you're traveling eastbound, right where Davis Highway merges with Scenic, right in front of UWF's main entrance, we got some backups over there also. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 70 degrees. It's going to be clear skies, low of 55 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be another sunny, beautiful day. High of 76, low of 62.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Well, the markets rallied on Wall Street after some tariff turnabout from the White House. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
The major averages surging, with the Nasdaq posting its best day since 2001 after President Trump announced that he had authorized a 90-day pause on certain tariffs to most countries and substantially lowered reciprocal tariffs during this period to 10%. The president also said that he was raising the tariffs imposed on imports from China to 125%, effective immediately. All of the seven magnificent tech stocks surged, with Apple leading the charge. Its stock rose 16%, all of the Dow 30 members ending higher, the biggest gainers, Microsoft, Apple, and American Express. The Dow rising 2,963 points, the Nasdaq higher by 1,857, S&P 500 up 474. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And there's a push to expand the Texas Castle Doctrine, which allows people to use deadly force to defend their home or business. A bill connected to illegal immigration would take away a restriction that the attack needs to be happening at night when it's dark out. State Representative David Spiller says he brought the bill on behalf of a group of border landowners who are dealing with a flood of illegal immigration. They could not use deadly force to defend their property during the daytime.
Okay, on Tuesday, in a brief unsigned order, the U.S. Supreme Court allowed the Trump administration to move forward with firing 16,000 probationary federal employees. And other things here, of course, I want to get you updated on these mortgage numbers. Going to be very quick to watch these numbers here very carefully, especially if you're buying or selling a home. Mortgage rates higher today, remaining below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.85%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.24%.
And President Trump announcing a 90-day pause on some tariffs earlier today. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said it's due to countries calling to negotiate trade deals. However, at the Oval Office, he said the pause was not part of planned negotiation with foreign countries. The pause excludes China, with Trump saying he's raising the tariff charged against them to 125%, but he's clarified that China wants to make a deal and that he's open to talks with them.
Yeah, got to keep those stories straight. Absolutely.
Yeah, we're hearing this is a tough time to be a news reporter.
Okay, what he's saying? Okay, let's average them out and go for it, you know?
Right.
Here's something that has a lot of folks scratching a lot of heads. Democrats have introduced a bill to raise, once again, the federal minimum wage. Lauren Simonetti tells us just how much.
$17 an hour in the next 5 years, up from the current $7.25, where it has been since 2009. But that is not all. The bill, reintroduced by Senator Bernie Sanders and Congressman Bobby Scott, would also eliminate the sub-minimum wage for tipped workers, disabled and youth workers, meaning there's a possibility that folks like servers, who get paid less, say $2 an hour plus tips, would get paid more, and that could reverberate, and they'd make less in the end because customers would tip less. Sanders says we need an economy that works for everybody, not just billionaires.
And House Republicans working to pass a budget measure that would advance President Trump's agenda. The Senate passed a sweeping funding plan over the weekend, and now Speaker Mike Johnson is hoping to save a vote this week, or to have a vote this week on the measure. It would allow committees to put together legislation that would cut taxes, increase immigration enforcement and spending on defense, and raise the debt limit without any Democratic votes.
You ever eat those cookies crumble?
Those are good.
I like the boxes, first of all. Yeah, the cookies are bad either.
They're good cookies, and the boxes are aesthetically pleasing.
I'm going to talk about Crumble here for just a second.
All right.
They're getting a Kardashian-inspired makeover this week.
Ooh.
I don't know if it includes big butts. I don't know what it means, but the bakery chain launched a menu with seven cookies handpicked by the reality TV family.
Oh, okay, got you.
The Kardashian-Jenner menu is now available through Saturday. What they've done every day, they've, whatever their names are.
Kendall, Kim, Chloe. No one cares? Okay.
Bubba John. But anyway, every day is going to have a different type of cookie. So it's underway right now. They started it on Monday, actually.
All righty. 5:20. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. When we return, we'll save some time for some health notes for you.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
One of the most popular Christian hymns in the world is Jonathan Newton's Amazing Grace. And the word grace simply means unmerited favor. And grace is beautifully displayed in the cross of Jesus Christ. Grace is a step beyond mercy. Remember that mercy is withholding a penalty that you justly deserve. And of course, we love mercy. However, grace is not only withholding a penalty that we rightly deserve, but grace is also giving us something that we have not earned. The fact is that we're all sinners, and the Bible says we deserve punishment for our sin. But God's grace says, here's Jesus, and he has perfectly paid your sin penalty and mine. Believe on him today. That's amazing grace.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
Cops, Cars, and Crawfish is back on Saturday, April 12th. It's a car show and a crawfish boil to benefit the Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation. The gates at Five Flags Speedway open to the public at 10 a.m., and you can bring your family out to wander around and see some incredible cars. There's trophies, door prizes, a 50-50 raffle, a free movie on the big screen, the People's Choice Awards, and of course, crawfish. The Cat Crew's going to be there. We'll be bringing the fun and games. We'll look forward to seeing you at Cops, Cars, and Crawfish 2025.
Listen up, fellow Gen Xers. Elizabeth Banks here. The recommended age for pneumococcal pneumonia vaccination has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. It's up to us to lead the way. We've done this before. Music videos, fanny packs, even the World Wide Web. Let's do it again and get vaccinated, because we're at over 6 times greater risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Gen X, this is our shot. Visit VaxAssist.com and schedule a vaccine today. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. But she needs to feel that vibe. The woman lets her know for sure she's everything I want and more. Her real desire.
Traffic and weather together on the 5s.
All righty, looking at the roads here. Not too much going on from what I can see. Do have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also some backups on North Davis Highway. This is going to be if you're traveling northbound passing Creighton Road and heading towards I-10. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 70 degrees, low of 55 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a sunny, beautiful day, high of 76 and a low of 62. And, you know, with it being 525 already, we'll get some health notes for you.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, whoever thought something as common as clearing your throat could be detrimental to your health? You know, you see it happening all the time here.
Yeah, I do.
Lisa Brady in has and explains what this is all about in House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. Clearing your throat is pretty common, but if you do it too much, it could cause problems. Laryngologist Dr. Inna Hussain recently talked with Fox News Digital.
So when you're actually throat clearing, the mechanism of action that's happening is that you are slamming your vocal folds together, and that generates the sound of the clear and the kind of movement of things like mucus. So the problem with that is those same vocal cords are used to help you create sound. So if you keep slamming them, you could injure the surface area of the vocal cords, causing things like lesions to form, nodules.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And the Trump administration is reversing course and reinstating a number of emergency food programs that it cut over the weekend. Several media outlets are saying the administration terminated all remaining USAID contracts for the delivery of emergency food, water, and medicine to impoverished nations. The World Food Program warned that the cuts could amount to a death sentence for millions of people facing extreme hunger and starvation.
Okay, HHS Secretary Robert Kennedy wrapping up his Make America Healthy Again tour this week. It's been pretty successful, done some pretty interesting things. Here's Lucas Tomlinson. He has more on the wrapping up of the tour.
President Trump's HHS secretary wrapping up that trip out west, including a stop to Arizona with the goal of overhauling school lunches. He was in Utah the day before. HHS highlighting the secretary's visit with the following accomplishments. Number one, Utah becoming the first state to ban fluoride in public drinking water, a ban on the use of specific dyes and chemical additives in public school meals, and a ban on purchasing soda using SNAP benefits. Kennedy also visited Texas earlier in the week, where a second child has died from a measles-related illness. Kennedy recommended children get the MMR vaccine.
And speaking of RFK, he's visiting New Mexico next as he takes that tour to several western states, as we were just talking about. And, yeah, when he was in Arizona, he praised a bill awaiting the governor's signature that would prohibit those SNAP recipients from using the program to buy sugary drinks. And when asked by a reporter about the growing number of measles cases across the country, he said he believes his strategy for stopping the outbreak has been very successful and that the growth in cases is diminishing.
528 News Radio 92.3. So there you are, driving around, looking at those gasoline marquees. No, he's some different. Well, the price is going up just a tad here. State average price for unleaded regular, $3.22 per gallon, a lot less here in Northwest Florida. Let me give you some examples. In Escambia County, a low of $2.69 was posted on West Mile 9 Mile Road, $2.73 in Cantonment, $2.69 in Gulf Breeze proper, and $2.59 at Raceway on Davis, right here in Pensacola.
All righty. And also, this is just some good news for you. Earlier this week, the ribbon was cut on what will be the new Pensacola State College Aviation Training Facility at the airport, and a portion of the funding to make it happen came from BP oil spill money and a Triumph Gulf Coast grant. Former Triumph Board Chairman David Baer says projects that bring aviation jobs to our area are very important to the local economy, and Baer says that Triumph's goal was to diversify it so hits to tourism don't have such a large effect on the area.
All right. So you're a vet looking for benefits, free benefits, may I add. They're now available. Escambia County Vet Services Office is providing assistance at no charge. No appointment is required. Here's the number to call, 850-595-2409. You can visit VSO at myescambia.com or do it in person, 3363 West Park Place in the Escambia County Central Office Complex.
Alrighty, and the Florida Senate unanimously passed a bill requiring local governments to allow granny flats or carriage houses in single-family areas to address workforce housing issues. Sponsored by Don Gates, the bill, known as Senate Bill 184, mandates approval of accessory dwelling units. A companion House bill, known as House Bill 247, sponsored by Representative Bill Connerly, also received approval and will need to clear the Commerce Committee before a full House vote.
I found this story to be pretty interesting as I was unloading it earlier today. Just 18% of American adults between the ages of 18 and 59 without a college degree believe four-year colleges are priced fairly. A recent Gallup survey found not all degrees are created equal. 70% of adults without a college degree said a bachelor's degree is extremely or very valuable. Only 55% said the same about an associate's degree. Go for that double A, man.
Absolutely.
Get the paper. That's all you get, the paper.
Yeah.
That's what's it. Sports coming up in 7 on News Radio 92.3.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Ted Lindner. President Trump abruptly backed down this afternoon on his tariffs on most nations for 90 days, but raised his tax rate on Chinese imports to 125%. The president asked again about why the tariffs on China are necessary.
For years, we've been ripped off and taken advantage of by China and others, in all fairness, but by China, that's the big one. And just one of those things. You know, we're making $2 billion a day right now, this country.
The market's responding positively today, with the Dow finishing up 2,962 points, the NASDAQ posting its best day since 2008. Democrats, however, criticizing the latest shift in the president's policy on tariffs.
This is chaos. This is government by chaos.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
For reliable and trustworthy auto service in Pensacola, look no further than Matrix Auto Service on Davis Highway. Their expert technicians are dedicated to providing top-notch service and repairs for all makes and models. From routine oil changes to complex repairs, they've got you covered. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction, with their number one goal to get you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway, Pensacola. Call them today.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked about a really beautiful bill that Michelle Salzman is running to put content in the existing requirement to teach students how to interact with other students with disabilities. Great bill. What names didn't make it for the renaming of Wayside Park in Gulf Breeze? Some very interesting alternatives on the list. And why has Pam Childers put a freeze on all discretionary payments from the Board of County Commissioners? Find out on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Five 34 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Thanks for having us on today. Got a lot of sports we're going to talk about here. Big events. This weekend is full of events, on Saturday especially. So we'll talk about that coming up in the sports. But if you don't mind, let's go ahead and take a dive into the top three trending stories right now.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, here's the biggie. Scott Yanor resigned from the University of West Florida Board of Trustees today, just hours ago, actually. Yanor was one of five trustees appointed by Governor DeSantis back in January. This caused a lot of backlash due to his past controversial comments regarding women in the workplace. So once again, breaking story today, Scott Yanor resigning from the University of West Florida Board of Trustees today. Pensacola unveiled its vision plan for the new Hollis T. Williams Park. He did this last night at the Cobb Center. Looked for a redesign of road work under the 110 freeway by closing much of the street grid. This will create a continuous greenway. This should be nice. The construction of the entire park would span 20 years, the first 46 acres to be completed by the end of 2027. And it's a big deal this weekend, UWF celebrating the future of the university during the 7th Annual Founders Week. On Saturday, the celebration gets underway, welcoming alumni and visitors to the campus.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Let's get things started with our CBS Sports Minute.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Clearly now former Nuggets general manager Calvin Booth couldn't stand now former Nuggets head coach Mike Malone, and Malone clearly couldn't stand Booth either. Both made it known, but it was still jaw-dropping yesterday, and with three games left before the playoffs started, that Denver fired both. To be clear, I wouldn't have fired either right now, but if he felt a move was necessary, then why wouldn't he just fire the GM and make Malone prove his worth in the playoffs? I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, baseball fans? Go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers, subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All righty, and the Masters will get underway tomorrow in Georgia. The first major of the year will take place at Augusta National Golf Club. Scottie Scheffler won last year's event, marking his second Masters victory. According to DraftKings Sportsbook, Scheffler's the favorite to win the tournament again. The first tee time of the first round is set for 6:40 a.m. Pensacola time tomorrow morning.
Yeah, bring along the raincoats and umbrellas. It is storming in Augusta.
Really?
So, yeah, so it's really rainy, so I would say if you're going to do that, say weather permitting or something, because today I saw the B-roll from Augusta today. It was a flood. So man, we'll follow it for you. We have the sports for you on News Radio 92.3. Here's something I like. North Dakota State University heading to Washington.
Yeah.
I'm sure they had a good time. Yeah, D1 champions. They were with President Trump today. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
North Dakota State University's championship football team will be greeted by President Trump today. The Bison won the NCAA Division I FCS title. It is the school's 10th national championship. Championship teams regularly are invited to the White House. North Dakota State is the second title winner this week. On Monday, the LA Dodgers attended a ceremony here recognizing their World Series win. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And speaking of folks making stops by Pennsylvania Avenue today, Trump meeting with NASCAR champ Joey Logano. Logano was the 2024 NASCAR Cup Series champion, and he's the first NASCAR champ to visit the White House since 2019, meeting with the president on the South Portico for a photo opportunity along with other racing champions.
All right, 538. News Radio 92.3, I bet it was just a whirlwind spin for Washington Capitol star Alex Ovechkin after he broke the old great ones scoring record. Well, he sat down with Jared Max and has the details for you.
3 days since he broke Wayne Gretzky's NHL goal scoring record, Alex Ovechkin visited with Fox and Friends Wednesday, said that 5 years ago he could not have foreseen surpassing Gretzky's record of 894 goals.
Even before this year, in 39 years old, I'll have to score 42 goals. And in this league and in this hockey game, what happened right now, it's hard to do. And like I'm always said, like without my teammates, without my family, without all the support where I have, we would never reach that milestone.
The NHL's all-time leading goal scorer, Alex Ovechkin, with Fox and Friends Wednesday on Fox News Channel. Ovechkin has one more goal than Gretzky had in the same number of games played over 20 seasons. Jared Max, Fox News.
And some relatives of Red Sox Hall of Fame pitcher Pedro Martinez are in the rubble of a nightclub in the Dominican Republic. The roof of the building in Santo Domingo collapsed early yesterday morning. You heard us talk about that last night. Martinez said he still doesn't know the fate of his family members. Among the dead are two former MLB players. Octavio Dotel played with 13 teams over 15 seasons after getting his start with the Mets in 1999. The 51-year-old was pulled alive from the rubble but passed away from his injuries. Also lost in the collapse, Tony Blanco, who made appearances in nearly 60 games for the Washington Nationals. As of this morning, the death toll was 124, with more than 150 others injured.
News Radio 92.3, going to be a busy weekend, Friday, Saturday for sure. Let me get you up to speed. The Blizzard Series race Friday at Five Flags Speedway on Pine Forest Road. Southern Super Series, Sportsman, Pure Shock, Stock, and Crown Stock will be rolling. They drop the flag at 7, I believe it is, at Five Flags. Then on Saturday, Pensacola Beach, the site for the 9th annual Pensacola Sports Pensacola Beach Firefighters Challenge. That event takes place at Casino Beach. The event draws local, regional, and national firefighters from across the country. We were speaking with Amy Marquez from Pensacola Sports last hour.
Yeah.
27 teams this year will be five team members. So there's a lot of folks participating. Get there early. I really highly recommend this event. It's amazing. 7 o'clock, they'll start going through the process of getting started. And then while that's going on at 8 a.m., walk across the street if you'd like. Go over to Mommy Beach, otherwise known as Quiet Water Beach. Pensacola Sports is hosting the 25 DeLune Open Water Swim. More than 100 swimmers going to take place in protected waters on the Santa Rosa Sound. The race, by the way, is a stop on the Speedo Salt Series. And then here we go, Saturday afternoon. Women's teams from three top-ranked SEC schools are in competition in the Western Gate Soccer Showdown. This will be over at Ashton-Brosnahan. The LSU Tigers, Florida Gators, Mississippi State Bulldogs. Matches are free. Get underway at 1. Autograph sessions with the teams will be held throughout the day. It is going to be spectacular.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
And federal officials revoking the visas of more than 120 international students at several colleges across the state of California. Students were reportedly ordered to leave the U.S., though schools say that they received no specific explanations as to why. Several lawsuits in California and elsewhere claim revoking visas in this way is unjustified.
Okay, major drawdown in President Trump's tariff threat, announcing a 90-day pause for most trading partners. Boy, it's got a lot of folks in Washington just going totally crazy about this decision. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Reciprocal tariffs announced by President Trump last week are now on hold for 90 days, replaced by a flat 10% tariff on all imports following sharp market downturns.
Well, I thought that people were jumping a little bit out of line. They were getting yippy, you know? They were getting a little bit yippy, a little bit afraid.
But the tariff rate on China will increase to 125% on imports after Beijing announced retaliatory tariff rates on U.S. goods.
China wants to make a deal. They just don't know how quite to go about it.
President Trump says more than 75 countries have reached out to the administration seeking trade talks. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And lawyers arguing over the admissibility of some key evidence and terms in the trial of the man accused of murdering four University of Idaho students. Brian Koberger's attorney, Ann Taylor, wants to stop the prosecution from using the word murderer or similar terms to describe Koberger during the trial. And his lawyers also want a selfie that Koberger took the day of the murders, a 911 call reporting the deaths, and a description of the suspect's bushy eyebrows also to be tossed.
All right, here's a story going to the birds. An 81-year-old woman is stranded in Puerto Rico because an airline just will not let her board with her emotional support parrot. Gary Baumgarten has the story.
Maria Fratterigo says that Frontier Airlines won't let her board with Lucky, her African gray parrot. The New York City resident says the airline never put up a squawk when she boarded the flight from JFK to Puerto Rico and that she carries Plucky in a TSA-approved carrier. She says she was told at the gate if she wants to board, she has to get rid of the bird. Frontier says it's looking into the issue to try to find a way to bring her and Plucky back home. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, looking at the roads here. Do have some backup still on North Davis Highway traveling northbound. That's going to be passing Creighton Road and heading towards I-10. And also, as you continue traveling that way towards UWF, right where North Davis Highway merges with Scenic, we've got another wave of congestion there. Also have some backup still on Pine Forest Road. That's going to be if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 70 degrees, low of 55 this evening. Tomorrow, going to be sunny, beautiful, high of 76, low of 62.
Okay, you got the local story on weather. Here comes the national look. Cold air swallows the east as warmer than usual temps hit the west. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has a look at your forecast.
It feels more like winter than spring across the east as below average temperatures settle in and millions are under freeze advisories during the overnight and morning hours. While across the west, summer-like heat breaking records, especially across the southwest. Severe weather is going to impact some of the same areas hit by tornadoes and flooding on Thursday through portions of the mid and deep south and along the Tennessee River Valley. Stay tuned with Fox Weather. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All righty. You know, talking about the daytime Emmys, you know, you typically think of some, I don't know, soap opera actors, whoever the heck else. This is one that you may not have expected. Nick Saban, among several sports personalities to be nominated for an Emmy. The former Alabama head coach was announced as a nominee for the Outstanding Personality / Emerging On-Air Talent category. If you don't know why, Saban joined ESPN's College Game Day show this past season as an analyst for college football. He will go against former Villanova basketball coach Jay Wright, former NFL quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick, and Super Bowl champions Jason Kelce and Richard Sherman for the award.
Okay, a pop star is making her way into lower orbit. Michelle Pollino has the details on that girl's trip.
Katy Perry may become the first music artist to perform in space during her upcoming Blue Origin flight on April 14th. The 40-year-old singer will join Jeff Bezos' fiancée, Lauren Sanchez, CBS host Gayle King, producer Carrie Ann Flynn, NASA scientists Aisha Bowe, and civil rights activist Amanda Nguyen. The women sat down for an interview with Elle magazine, and Sanchez suggested the idea of Perry performing after King mentioned listening to music on the 11-minute journey. Perry has already curated a space-themed playlist for the mission, including David Bowie's Starman, Nicki Minaj's Starships, Beastie Boys' Intergalactic, and Daft Punk's Around the World. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
I think they're going to be in space for 8 minutes or something like that.
Is that all?
Oh, yeah. It's just a brief up and down. How is Katy Perry going to do a song? I'm not quite sure.
The window's a bit too tight.
Hype is getting kind of crazy on this one.
And a Minecraft movie is set to rule at the box office again this weekend. The video game adaptation is expected to make between $65 and $82 million in its sophomore outing. The film made just over $162 million in its debut weekend, which was the best opening of the year and the best ever for a film based on a video game. New this week in the action thriller The Amateur, starring Rami Malek, and the faith-based animated film The King of Kings, with both expected to make between $12 and $14 million. Meanwhile, the thriller Drop and A24's Warfare aiming for $6 to $8 million.
548, News Radio 92.3. Any Luke Bryan fans out there?
He's all right.
I'm sure there are. Well, he's on tour again this fall.
Fox Country.
I'm Michelle Pollino. Luke Bryan announced his fall farm tour dates. The country star is returning to the Midwest, where the tour first began. Bryan revealed the schedule for shows September 18th through the 20th in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan. The farm tour brings big country concerts to small town communities that might not otherwise host major music events. These new dates follow the spring leg of the farm tour happening next month. Bryan expanded the typically fall only tour this year and added his first ever California dates. Cole Swindell is set to hit the road this fall for his headlining Happy Hour Sad tour. The name based on his upcoming project, out June 27th. The tour will launch on September 4th in Toledo, Ohio, and continue through October 26th with stops across Georgia, Washington, Florida, and more. Swindell will be joined by special guests Priscilla Block, Logan Crosby, and Graylin James. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
And the hit HBO series The Last of Us getting renewed for a third season. The Emmy-winning show set to return for its second season this weekend. The new one has received immense praise from critics and currently sits at 92% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. The Last of Us Season 2 debuts on April 13th.
Our good friends over at the Pensacola Interstate Fair accepting applications for the John E. Frenkel Senior Educational Grant. Well, I want to tell you, your time's running out here. Deadline is this Friday. And the Fair Selection Committee allocated $30,000 in scholarship funds. This will assist 25 students from Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Once again, deadline coming up this Friday.
All righty, just about 5:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. When we return, we'll get you your money now along with some business notes for you as we ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour.
Stanley spent his life in the saddle, wrangling whatever life threw at him. But nothing prepared him for the fight against low T and ED. Shame practically hunched him over. Ambon pills just gave him a headache. He begged for a lifeline.
Well, maybe it's over.
Wave Men's Health said no. Medical conditions, old age, there's hope. This is about real treatments. Science, not one size fits all guesswork. Wave Men's Health was designed for men who hate going to the doctor. Personalized plans, cutting edge treatments, overseen by an actual provider that takes the time to listen. With low T and ED treatments others only dream about, we fight like hell to get you back in the saddle. Because every second you wait, your condition could worsen. Act now. Don't let time slip away. Dial 850-266-7020 or go to wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is only $99, including blood work. And you'll know your T level before you leave. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Join Claimology tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storm claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what to do before the next storm arrives. That's tomorrow at 9:30 with Claimology on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, some Social Security recipients are going to see their monthly payment amount increase today. What if I am? Jeff Manasa has the details.
People receiving Social Security benefits will begin seeing an increase of about 2.5% or almost $50 on average. The increase affects more than 72 million U.S. citizens receiving Social Security. The new payments go out today and two other times this month, depending on birth dates. The Social Security Cost of Living, or COLA, increase is designed to help recipients with inflation, resulting in rising costs of living expenses. It affects retirees, qualified disabled individuals, and survivors receiving family benefits. Supplemental security income recipients should have received their payment on April 1st. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And the first batch of Amazon's Kuiper Internet satellites will be launched from Florida tonight. United Launch Alliance is blasting off the Kuiper satellites on its Atlas V rocket. Kuiper is the name assigned by Amazon for their space-based internet provider, and it is the first full-scale deployment after two prototypes were sent in 2023. They will take off from the Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida.
Okay, this is a very disheartening story. How would you feel if you had like a lot of money, then it disappeared?
I'd be sad.
Well, listen to this. A man loses his bid to cash in his chips from a now defunct Atlantic City casino. Chris DeMio has the sad details.
A New Jersey appellate panel ruling that the man can't redeem nearly $60,000 in chips belonging to the Playboy Hotel and Casino. The State Treasury Department's Unclaimed Property Administration ruling that the chips that he bought at an online auction couldn't be cashed in because they were pilfered by an employee of a company that was supposed to destroy them. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, not too much going on from what I can see. Do have some minor backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have some on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of that, though, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 70 degrees, low of 55. Tomorrow, going to be sunny, high of 76, low of 62.
Okay, I've been telling you this for quite a while because it's a really an amazing thing that you can put on your phone. And what I'm talking about, if you're heading to the beach, Pensacola beachgoers can get those updated alerts on surf and beach conditions. They drop about 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm kind of seeing the pattern here, but by 8 o'clock, you'll know what the flag conditions are out there and what's going on. It's great to have. Here's just sign up. It's free. Pensacola Beach Surfing Warning Flag Text Alert. Just here, send it to PB Flags. 888-777, and you'll be glad you did because a lot of things going on the islands. I told you about all the stuff this Saturday, but I failed to tell you about this Friday over on the island. Cinemas in the Sand return, free movie nights on the Casino Beach stage. The Parent Trap featuring Haley Mills. Great movie, classic movie. Don't forget to bring along the beach chair and cooler and leave those pets and glass at home.
And, of course, we've been hearing a lot about tariffs and how, oh, well, they're ramping up for China and they're pausing for everybody else for 90 days, blah, 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 whatever. Well, President Trump looking to reassure Americans about the economy. In a post on Truth Social this morning, Trump said, be cool. Everything's going to work out well. The USA will be bigger and better than ever before. And in a follow-up post, he said, this is a great time to buy. Trump's posts come as Wall Street had seen four straight days finishing lower over concerns about tariffs. But today, after the pause announcement, it actually finished on a higher note.
Here's a definitive statement. Sometimes the media gets things wrong.
Yes.
Do you buy into that?
Absolutely.
Of course, I do too.
Kobe Bryant's death is just one example.
Fox's Howie Kurtz explains this whole phenomenon in a Media Minute.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
It all started on Monday morning when Bloomberg, that is some guy identified as Walter Bloomberg, posted this. Hassett, Trump is considering a 90-day pause in tariffs for all countries except China. Well, the market shot up. But White House Economic Director Kevin Hassett never said that. He said on Fox, I think the president's going to decide what the president is going to decide. Then CNBC anchor Carl Quintanilla said, I think we can go with this headline. Apparently, Hassett's been saying that Trump will consider a 90-day pause in tariffs for all countries except China. That was picked up by Reuters. The wire service later admitted its mistake. Reuters has withdrawn the incorrect report and regrets its error. CNBC spokeswoman said, as we were chasing news in the market in real time, we heard unconfirmed information in a banner. Our reporters made a correction on air, but it shows you how volatile the market is to misinformation. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
And we know now the tariffs have been paused.
Right, right. And it is. It's because, Chris, something you've talked about before with news is, you know, some outlets try to be first instead of right.
Exactly right. It's not about being first. It's about being right.
And that's what you heard me before that segment mentioned the Kobe Bryant thing. That was the problem. TMZ especially was saying, oh, this person died and this person died and this person was involved in the crash. Rick Fox was one of the names that was tossed around. And it's like, no, that didn't happen. Right. So they had to backtrack several times with that stuff.
You know, it's just crazy. Yeah, but that's exactly the great examples to point that out there. So anyway, the in a nutshell, let me just preface this by saying the tariffs have been put on a 90-day pause.
Right.
Every tariff now is based at 10%, way they're holding this.
And a whistleblower claiming Meta provided user data to the Chinese government. In a Wednesday Senate hearing, Sarah Wynne Williams said she witnessed executives repeatedly undermining U.S. national security and betraying American values. She also alleged that the company lied to shareholders, employees, and Congress about what it was doing with the Chinese Communist Party. According to Wynne Williams, this was part of an effort to win favor with the Chinese government.
And we'll tell you this, state lawmakers are cracking down on small businesses who hire undocumented workers. It's House Bill 955, advanced mandating that employers with fewer than 25 employees use E-Verify to check employees' legal work status. Florida already requires larger businesses with 25 or more employees to use that verification system to check their workers' legal work status. So they're getting serious about this.
Yes, and the acting IRS commissioner resigning. Multiple reports saying earlier today that Melanie Krause was stepping down after the agency agreed to share illegal immigrants' tax info with federal immigration agents. Doug O'Donnell was the previous commissioner before announcing his retirement last month. Krause's resignation comes at an especially busy time for the IRS.
All right, here's something for you. Senate panel has passed a bill honoring the flamingo and the Florida scrub jay. Estate symbols, backers of the scrub jay say it lives entirely in Florida, is smart and friendly. The bill makes the flamingo the state bird, the scrub jay, the state songbird. There you go. Back in 12 on News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for listening today.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.